Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Pellegrini Financial Investment Planning Council fourth quarter conference call. Up and what's next? I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Perry Pellegrini. Please go ahead, Mr. Pellegrini.
Thank you very much. Welcome, everybody. Good morning. As you may notice, we're doing our conference call a little bit earlier. That's based on some of the feedback that we've had, where people would like to see us going a little earlier so that they can get going with their day. So welcome. Thank you for joining us. Wow, what a week we've had. The title of our conference call, Up and What's Next? Well, I guess over the course of the last week, we've sort of seen what the what next part is. We've seen some significant volatility. It certainly makes everybody settle in and kind of do a little bit of a gut check. Point-wise, we've seen some big drops in the American markets, in the Dow in particular. But I think I'd like to put that in context and draw your attention to how, like I say in our title, Up and What's Next, the markets have been performing extremely well. So we sort of thought that we were due for a bit of a correction, thought it might come in the early part of the year. And January, of course, was just kept on going up. So when we think about where we are now, I believe that the Dow is approximately where it was about 1 month ago. So I think where we came into the new year, the Dow, although we've had some significant drop, I looked at it this morning, I think it's somewhere where we were at the beginning of the year. For the Canadian market, the TSX, we've had not as good a performance, but where the market is now is approximately where it was about 6 months ago. So the sky is not falling. And markets do go through this type of correction every once in a while. So that being said, our conference call is a review of the fourth quarter. So that is up to the end of December of 2017. And portfolios did pretty well last year, and particularly in the fourth quarter. As an example, a balanced portfolio for the last quarter of the year, that's October, November, December, we're up just a little under 3%, that's on top of or finishing off a pretty solid year where that balanced portfolio performed just a little bit shy of 10%. So that's a pretty darn good year for a balanced portfolio. You know, when we look at what are the reasons for that, well, if we take a global look, basically global economies have been performing pretty well. And that is, for any of you that follow, a lot of the talk out there regarding interest rates going up. Well, interest rates are going up because the economies are performing pretty well. So central banks are feeling that they now have an opportunity to normalize interest rates. So we've been in a very, very low interest rate environment, and they're seeing this opportunity to gradually increase those interest rates. So that's a positive thing. That's not a negative thing. That's a positive thing, and I think markets are going to respond pretty well to that. I think the only time that we are going to see a negative from that or a jolt is if they jump too far too fast. Too far too fast in anything is going to result in some kind of reaction. And I think, again, coming back to market performance here in the last little bit, are performing or reacting because markets were simply going up, I think, a little too far too fast. So interest rates rising, not a bad thing. I think it's a positive. I think one of the underlying elements that are still out there, you've heard me talk in the past about the printing of money and central banks increasing their balance sheets and pushing money into the system. Pretty much since the recession of 2008, so it's been a hard slug coming out of that recession. and global banks, central banks have been printing money. That represents money that sits on their balance sheet. It's kind of a hard concept to really gather, but somewhere along the line, they're going to have to start reeling that in, and they haven't started addressing that yet. We'll have to see how markets respond when they do start addressing it. So taking a look around the world, what has been going on, or what that fourth quarter looked like. The Canadian situation, we had a solid quarter, but that's making up for a weak three quarters. So most of last year was a little bit tough for the Canadian markets. We did make up a little bit in the last part of the year, but like I say, it was kind of a weak year. The U.S. markets, really the focal point, had a solid quarter, adding to steady climb through the year. Similarly, emerging markets did well pretty much through the year. The European markets, they had kind of a modest quarter, but they had a solid start. So you can kind of see there's a mix of things going on around the world, but generally what we're seeing is some positive action. The Asian markets had a solid quarter and a solid year. So all things seem to be working the way we'd like to see them on pretty much around the globe. On the corporate front, as we said, economies are performing pretty well. So that's reflecting in corporate earnings. And at the end of the day, corporate earnings are really the main focus when we look at markets from an investing standpoint. So from a long-term investing standpoint, we're looking at the health of the economy and health of corporations. Corporate earnings have been performing pretty well. Commodities had kind of a modest dip through the year, but the last part of the year saw them recover. Oil, of course, was up pretty strong in the last quarter of the year, and that is after a modest decline through the first part of the year. So we've got some of these different things that are reacting at different times through the year, but obviously when we have a positive year the way we did, some of these things may have been weak through the first part, and the common theme, I think, is that there was a lot of catch-up in the last quarter of the year. From a currency standpoint, the euro is up versus the U.S. dollar. Currencies are always kind of measured against the U.S. dollar. So the euro was up versus the U.S. dollar. The Canadian dollar was kind of flat for the last quarter of the year. It's been up and down. It's generally up a little bit from versus a year ago. The British pound was up versus the U.S. dollar. The yen was down for the quarter, but it's been up and down through the year. Gold is down a bit, but it's up a bit over the year. So you can kind of get the theme there. The things have, performed up or down at different times through the year. But overall, 2017 was a pretty positive year. I think our big focus at this particular point in time is on the volatility. I like to point out to people, and I know through my reviews or our reviews that we've been having so far this year, we are acknowledging that 2017 was a pretty positive year. We're also acknowledging that, you know, over the last 5 or 6 years, we have seen all positive years, some better than others, of course. But I do draw attention, people, to the fact that markets don't go straight up. They don't move in one direction. They do have to rewind every once in a while. That's what they refer to as a correction. And I think that's what we're seeing at this point. We expect to see it at some point. They are unpredictable. I know everybody would like to believe that we've got a crystal ball and that we can identify when these things are going to happen and try and get out of the way of them. That just simply isn't possible. We evaluate what our objectives are. We evaluate what the characteristics of the various assets are that you need in your portfolio and in your mix, and we develop a game plan accordingly. And at that point, we recognize that different asset classes are going to go through periods of volatility, and we just kind of sit back and allow that to happen, make sure that the asset mix that we have working in your situation is appropriate for the objectives that you have, and that it matches the tolerance you have for things going up and down, and then allow all of those assets to do their job. So that's kind of the main focus. I know when we see markets moving around the way that they have here in the last 3 or 4 days, it certainly does make everybody nervous, but it is a very good opportunity to, as I say, do a little bit of a gut check and just confirm that the asset allocation that you have working in your situation is the appropriate one. And I encourage you, if you're wondering about that and want to talk about that, just make sure you give us a call. Give myself a call or Ryan or Parker, and let's go over it. Let's talk about what's been going on in markets and in various asset classes relative to what you need them to do and what is appropriate in your situation. So as I said, focus on objectives. We expect that this volatility that we've seen over the last few days may continue up and down over the course of the next over the course of the next week or two. But as I said, our look at things, the overall global economy appears to be in good shape. Corporate earnings appear to be in good shape, and so we expect that this will sort itself out and stabilize, and then we can move forward from there. And keep in mind that every once in a while we do have to see this kind of activity, and again, we do recognize that it's not something that we all look forward to, but it is one of the characteristics of the assets that we hold. With that, I think I'm going to wrap up. It was a kind of a short call this time. Again, if you have issues or concerns about what your individual picture looks like, just give us a shout and we'll be happy to help. So from that, I hope everybody has a great day and a good week. And once again, thank you for joining us. Have a good one. Bye-bye.